calls back to order for administrative.
Well, and it may not be anything. It may be something that's already been discussed, and it may be something that we didn't know why we were doing certain things. We had, every year that I've been here, and probably every year that Chuck was here, Tressa attended this conference that we're going to for purchasing because of all the vendors there.
Right.
Linda is not scheduled to go on this one.
That's true.
The question is, and maybe it's in, it's why. I don't know that it was there benefit from Tressa going, or she, it was a habit, or somebody got her to going before even, I don't know how many years she did that, but if there's...
I'm fine with Linda going. It is a big vendor day. But I don't know if she would need to go Sunday night, too. There's nothing Sunday night for
well,
her.
Well, I think the last...
Day?
The last day or something, Tressa just... I think the last 2 years only went one day. Two?
Last time, I remember being there Sunday and she was there for the Monday night deal. So, I mean, I think if we wanted to have Linda come up for the Monday morning, because the event's over Monday, because Tuesday it's closing remarks and over. The vendor fair really is the Monday night.
Oh, is it over by?
Yeah, we're done by 10 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay, well, I emailed Rob Dixon.
Yeah.
It was a groundbreaking on Hollister early childhood.
Yeah, I told him I couldn't make it.
Yeah, I did the same. Okay. We might be back by then, you're saying.
That's Monday. We're not going to be back Monday.
Oh, that's right. That's right, no. Monday.
No, we'll be back Monday. I'm coming back Monday night.
You are?
Yeah. One thing that we need to put down there is, and I don't know whether it's posted or not, Friday, we need to approve payroll. Don, come up.
For this Friday.
This Friday, we need to approve payroll for next Wednesday.
Week. Right. So that's discussion. Do we want to give Linda the permission to come up for Monday?
Well, she's sick. I don't know whether she's going to be there.
She's back tomorrow, is what we were told.
Okay.
That's what I was told. She'd be back tomorrow.
Yeah, they do have a payroll on.
Okay, right. They did, kid. Well, my opinion is it wouldn't hurt. It's not going to cost very much for the benefit. However, I don't want to waste a dime if it's not going to be beneficial.
How will she know?
She won't until she goes.
Well.
Who else is going? I mean, no. I'm not making a roommate. I'm not making anybody get a roommate. But she wouldn't need to spend the night, would she, do you think?
Linda?
No. She could drive up Monday and drive back Monday night.
So I could probably do that. If it was me, I don't know how she would be. She might like to get out, spend the night in the motel. I just shouldn't drive up and drive back.
But she could,
her, she could.
If she wanted to spend Monday night there, she could.
7, and she'd be there at 10. She'd have.
Hey, Sunday night is going to have all the vending, isn't it?
No, it's Monday. Monday night's the vending. Is it Monday? I got all my information.
No, I don't think so.
I got my entire packet.
Okay, I think we go up.
We have our first commission meeting.
First meetings, and then I think they go right straight into vending. We go downstairs, they go through all that. The next night is whenever they go through. The drawings.
I remember the drawings being on Tuesday, the very last day.
Just for administrative, while I'm thinking about it, I saw a piece of paper remind me. Bird Road was an issue again when it rained today. Another accident on that road. It gets slippery. I drove it when it was wet on my motorcycle. I thought I was going to go down. And die.
No.
The whole thing? Or?
There's a big section down by Walmart area, Fox, the condos. Something's goofy with the surface, but I can tell you, I've been on the road many times on a motorcycle on Bird Road, and it creates some sort of film on it on Bird Road. It's just, anyway, I got another citizen called me again. We've got exhibit hall opens at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And then the exhibit hall is open
for the drawings the next night.
The next night. Hold on here. Exhibit hall. The exhibit hall opens basically all day Monday. You got the continental breakfast, and you get some open sessions. But that's when the if open you're ready, it's open all day on Monday.
So you can just leave an early time and
take a county vehicle, drive out.
Hours and might be getting home late for dinner, but we got that.
Yeah, and she felt like she was exhausted.
If she wanted to stay,
Monday night she could, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We can tell Nick if that's all right, and I'm fine with that, too. I mean,
you say you're coming back Monday night. Do you have a room already?
Yeah.
Well, then we'll just have
the room
plain, right? And she just stay in your room with you not there,
yeah,
for those listening.
I'm glad you got that.
I'm glad I can just put my foot in my mouth for you.
Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning is closing general session. The NACO president-elect, Teresa, speaks, which I have spent some time with her. The race for retirement, the NRS, getting out in front of the media, conflict of interest and nepotism.
Oh.
And then we have the affiliate brunch meetings, which is the commissioners, treasurers, clerks, and assessors, and we adjourn by 11.
Okay.
Now, the nepotism discussion, I believe, which you may want to... You may be one of the breakout specialists.
Asked me to speak.
No, I am hosting one of these things. Are you? I got invited to speak at one of these sessions here.
What are you speaking about?
That's the interesting thing. I told them that I'm involved with milking the Hollywood cash cow on Monday at 11:20. Just to let you know.
Huh.
I would ask you guys not to attend that.
I'm going to be there.
You're changing.
Can we bring our little...
I'd rather you not bring anything, your rotten apples or rotten tomatoes or anything.
Well, I think about maybe bring...
You bring a cow? Warm your hands at least there. That's... Anyway... Daddy.
You go, I better go because there's two commissioners.
Right. Jim, you want to go, do you?
I want to see that.
I promise to avoid Danny and Chuck at any cost all the next 2 days. Okay, so let this find a go then. Perfect. We good?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, then let's... I didn't... Eva Danner. Oh, yeah, she's the new president-elect. Okay. There you go.
The last day is basically been the same thing for the last 4 years. It's kind of going through all the elected officers go up and sit, and they're introduced, and then they have...
The new vote for new elected officials.
And then they have somebody speak. Now, that 1 year that there was such a heated discussion about one of the issues that we're involved with is right now, like...
Yeah.
Equalization of salary.
Yeah.
When Ivan Schrader did the big pirate deal, and you'll get your throats cut if you don't.
They didn't go over with it.
No, and they videotape it, and you can't get a videotape of it.
Ivan. He's now an employee with a bigger firm now. He got hired on, so.
Yeah.
All right, then we're good for till 4:20, which you'll call in.
Yeah. And Jim, it's downstairs, by the way.
Oh, it is downstairs.
Yeah. And I think it'll be short and sweet if they don't have any better proposal than...
Well, you did get their new proposal, didn't you?
Not the Cox one.
Oh, I didn't either.
Not the Cox one. I got their new... I got an email that said that Cox is going to reduce theirs by 2%, an email. But in that same discussion, they said they were going to have, Cox was going to have a new proposal. Did you see another Cox?
Well, Rick got something, and he emailed it.
Maybe I didn't print it.
Yeah.
He recessed it.
No, we're still going. No, we're
still. But the...
What'd you get?
Yeah, I may not have it printed here. Let me look real quick.
I can get down there real fast anyway and be prepared. They're here, what time, 3? No, 4:20.
I guess that's... But look at your email.
Okay.
I think...
I thought about calling Vicki.
Well, I think Jillian and Nikki both talked to Vicki to make sure she was prepared for what we're going to talk about.
Okay. That's, and, you know...
Because she's not, there's no reason to have the meeting because you guys are ready to vote otherwise, so... Okay, I'll go down and talk to Rick. Okay, so how about a recess then, boss?
Yes, recess.
All right, I'm going downstairs to talk to him.